Fast pitch softball coach for the Huskies, Jeremy Moran, facing off with a couple of really good teams this week. We saw you over at Mankato against West early in the week, and here on a Thursday game, moving things out here to Morehouse to take on a Northfield team that brings back an awful lot of players from last season and some good players. I know they've got a girl who's already thrown a no-hitter on the season, and here they are taking on you guys today. So what about the week? What about how things have gone lately, Jeremy?
Well, it's been a tough stretch for us here. Two really good teams, two teams that will probably be contending to go to a state tournament. Yep. Mankato West came out early and put up some big numbers, and we couldn't get anything going. Their pitcher really shut us down. We didn't have the best at-bats, and it was a struggle for us in Mankato. And today, against Northfield, we played a team that plays really good defense, does a lot of good things on the defensive side of the ball, and they hit the ball well, but they had some hits that just kind of fell in where we weren't today. And I was really pleased with our at-bats against the Northfield team here today. Much better approach. We hit some balls hard right at them, and we got some more hits today. So it was a much better approach, and I liked the way we were offensively today.
Even against Mankato West, I don't remember too many strikeouts for Huskies batters, maybe a few. So the girls overall, are they getting the bat on the ball pretty well?
Yes, they are. For the most part, they have been, especially this week. I'd say the first week of the season, maybe a little more of the strikeouts. But okay, we're starting to cut those down, starting to put it to play a little more. So now we just got to find those holes out there.
As far as playing out here at Manthe, I know walking around the back of one of the diamonds here is kind of sliding around in the mud a little bit. How were the field conditions themselves for the game?
They weren't too bad. The outfield was a little wet. We did get one of the drier of the two fields here at, yep, at Manthe, and it worked out good. It was great to get the games in, much better than having to have to reshuffle everything, and it wasn't too bad. A little bit of rain there for a while, but it turned out pretty good. So.
And with the idea, the attitude of the team that they're coming through, having played a couple of really, really good teams, staying positive and looking forward to a good week ahead?
Yes, they are staying positive, and we're really working on that, trying to keep that positive energy, especially during the games when we get down. You know, we gotta find ways to keep that going, and we'll start getting breaks to go our way. So, and we're looking forward to next week. We got three games on the schedule for next week, and we're hoping to start getting things going in the right direction for us.
Let's see, it's a makeup game with Century on Monday. It'll be on the radio as well. Then Tuesday down to Austin, which we'll also have on the air. And then is it Mayo already on Thursday?
I can't remember if it was Mayo or if it was Jay. No, it might be Mayo again. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the week ahead, what do you know about Century and Austin at this point?
Century, the Rochester teams are all kind of about the same level. So, you know, and we beat one of them, and one of them beat
sure
us. So we're kind of all in that same mix. So if we come out and play our game, we should be all right with that one. And then Austin's been playing well this year. I've been seeing some scores. They haven't been getting a lot of victories, but they've been close games. So it'll be a tough game there too. So,
okay. And how's the defense been for Owatonna just generally through the first five or six games?
I would say struggling.
Okay.
That's where we're really hurting ourselves. We're giving them some extra outs, and that just feeds that team, gives them momentum, and then they go have these big innings. You know, mm-hmm, there's usually an error or two in there, you know. So, and that's just tough to kind of keep that momentum from swinging their way when we give them outs like that. So, and that's what we're really working on in practice, is trying to cut that down. And I knew that coming into the season that was going to be a weak point of ours. So that's what we're going to continue to work on. So.
All right. Well, a lot of games will give them a chance to work, certainly in game situations with a busy schedule that's coming up. Jeremy, thanks for the time, and good luck with the busy week next week.
All right. Thank you, Roy.
All right. Talking some Owatonna fast pitch softball, and the score on Thursday night, was it 16-0, did you say?
It was 15-0. Oh, today?
Yeah.
Tonight, 16-0.
Okay.
16-0.
Yep. Okay. So against Northfield, 16-0 was that final score as we talk Owatonna girls fast pitch on the KRFO Coaches Show.